good day. Welcome again to another edition of Edgecast Mini, and I'm Esther Lim here. Today's passage is Acts chapter 17 to 19, and before listening, you know, just take some time, encourage you to take some time to read the three chapters again. Today we just want to focus in and zoom in on Paul's testimony of God in Acts chapter 17, verses 24 to 31. As we've been reading through Acts and the works of the early Christians, you know, people just like us, we could see that life was, to put it lightly, you know, stressful for them. They were killed, they were jailed, they were jeered at, and life could get pretty extreme, and it was tough. You know, if I were in their position, I would be freaking out or just be downright depressed. But as we come to Paul in Acts chapter 17, we see that all this has not made him discouraged or even depressed, you know. And by looking at his witnessing, we can see what keeps him excited, the person whom Paul's focus was, which was God. And when we relate to the verses 24 to 31 in chapter 17, Paul declares that God is the one who made everything, you know, including us. He is all-powerful, he provides everything. He knows that nothing is out of his control, and he definitely has a purpose for each of us. And even through the various events that may occur in our lives, he has called us to search for him and find him. Basically, he just wants us to come to know him and have a relationship with him, you know, because God is a relational God. And in verse 28, it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." To do so, God made a way for us to be saved, even when we don't deserve it, simply through Jesus. This is Paul's testimony, that God is great and he wants us with him, and this is what we got to remind ourselves about the person whom we stand for. Being a Christian can sometimes be tough, or, you know, life can get pretty mundane. But as you go about your days and weeks, remember the focus of who you are in God. Through Jesus, we have direct access to God. And as we have read, he wants us to be with him and definitely gives us what we need, spiritually in every single way. After listening to the podcast, just take a few moments to think about how God has blessed you in your life and let your heart be thankful. As you go about your own day, know that God loves you and you are in his love and blessing. And let your works and words give him credit.